This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, your channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, bring awareness to a green economy, and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today, we're speaking with Radu Puqiu. He is the co-founder of the Tinia Group, which is a revolutionary green energy company. Tinia is currently developing an innovative solution based on AI and blockchain with the goal of decentralizing the distribution of solar energy. And Mr. Puqiu, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you very much for having me.
With a pleasure, certainly mine, and really appreciate you coming out to be with us here today. So for starters, if you would, tell us about the conception of the Tinia Group and the relevance of fostering emerging green savvy technology. Let's start there.
Thank you so much once again for the opportunity. Well, we live in a quite an important moment, I believe. And I'm happy that I have the chance to not only to live this moment, but to participate to it. The time that we can change how we use energy, how we produce energy, how we use energy forever. Is not based on some resources that we extract from Earth, but for something that is abundant, like solar energy. We are living this moment, and we are very close to this moment in of abundance in terms of energy that solar energy that can be produced, consumed by everybody. On the other hand, we still have to rely on the grid that we have, which is rather old in terms of conception, in terms of how it was built and how it's still built. So a new solution is needed. This is where we are aiming, trying to come up with a mix of solutions that will make this transition faster, reliable, and trustful for everybody that is going to use the solar energy from now on. So this is what we had in mind, putting together technology, data, blockchain, also AI, as you mentioned, in what we call Tinia OS, which we aim to have like an operating system for the whole decentralized energy resources in the future.
Yeah, really appreciate the lead off and giving us some information on the conception of the Tinia Group. Really appreciate that. Now, can you discuss any notable success stories or case studies of the Tinia Group's work with clients and how the company's innovative solutions have helped these clients achieve their goals?
Absolutely. We are building. We invested like 2 years in these solutions already. And we refine it, we validate it, and we were very happy with the partnerships that we had with universities, mostly, and research institutes that validated this solution in terms of how the data is produced, how the data is used, how the data is transformed, and how the energy is monitored and transacted through our system. What we aim, and this is a part of our plan, we aim to have like 3 living labs this year. We already are in advanced talks with some concrete situation that are going to use. But I'm very happy to share with you that this discussion were very open, and all of them coming to us and said, look, this is a very interesting thing, but also it's something that we needed. I'll give you the example of a small neighborhood in one of the cities that we are planning to launch our living lab. They came to us and said, look, I have solar power for all my new residential development, but everybody is concerned on how we are going to share this energy, if this is the transaction are transparent, if the everybody will know and follow them transparently. And this is one case study that we are building together with them. And this is something that I believe it's more and more present from at every level. We saw a lot of cases that, for example, people invested a lot in putting their own solar panel on the on their residential roofs, and they don't they cannot give it to the grid. In some cases, they cannot share with others. In other cases, and in many of the cases, they found out that not only they have they invested a lot of money, but they still have to pay for the grid operators for the energy they consume. So it's rather frustrating for them. This is where this is another target that we have in mind as people who would like to work with them in finding the solution.
Yeah, awesome details right there and some fine examples of the solutions that you're offering in the space. That's quite exciting. Now, how has the Tinia Group also responded to the rapid changes and evolving needs of the digital marketplace during the pandemic? Touch on that, if you would.
Of course. As I mentioned, we developed our solution mostly during the pandemic. So it was, let's say, a good moment for us work on the solution in an environment that needed data, but also needed new solution to share this data and make it available for all of those involved in the energy transaction and renewable energy transaction. So, what we saw in this area is an accelerated process towards adopting solar panels. For example, it's probably the fastest grow adoption in the world. And the International Energy Agency forecast that in 3 years from now, the solar energy produced will be the main source of energy for the planet. So it was an accelerated process. We saw the solar panel going cheaper and cheaper. We saw their capabilities growing faster, new technologies on the market as well. So it's the right moment to come with something to solve the grid problem. So for us, there was a special moment to see this accelerating process. And in terms of seeing the technology, how fast it evolved, we built or we embedded the AI and machine learning mechanism in our solution from early stages. So I know it's quite a fashionable term right now, AI. But we started with this in mind from the very beginning. Why is that? Because we believe that data is the backbone of the new grid. Right now, the grid operates on forecasting, on statistical data, not on real-time data. So this is what Tinia brings to the table, if you want, the data layer to this to this new operating system that we call for the grid. So in terms of doing this, two or three components are very important. One, to have granular data, and we do it due to our hardware that we mount on every solar panel. Secondly, the AI capable to gather all of this data, interpret and generate a reliable forecasting mechanism, predictable way to produce and consume energy. And also, we backed everything with blockchain-based certificates that will give everybody the possibility to see where the transactions are made, how much energy was consumed, who produced it, who consumed it, and so on, but in a transparent manner and a trustful manner. So, yeah, well, in a short, we were ready for this moment.
Well, I've got to say, it certainly sounds like it. And again, we really appreciate your time and joining us here today. We're speaking with Radu Pukiu. He is the co-founder of the Tinia Group, which is a revolutionary green energy company. And he's joined us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show. a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on in the context of Tinia's energy exchange platform, how does removing the middleman benefit both the energy producers and also the consumer?
There's also a transition here, and it's happening very fast. Although on this layer, I believe the regulatory aspects are a little bit slower, but many countries are already adapted the legislation to make these things possible, meaning that every person should transact the energy produced freely. And for this, you need a layer of data, of course. You need a layer of technology that will be capable to do it. But you also need regulation. It's very important. So having this, it's a good moment once again because everybody will be a producer of energy from some sort, or a person who will store energy, if I may. So there will be a whole market for everybody to contribute. So we see this transformation of the way the centralized grid system worked towards a decentralized grid that is challenging. But it will. Our solution will enable this, and everybody will benefit out of it. It's quite a revolution, to be honest. Sometimes it's scary how big is it, but it's something that is needed. It comes in the right time, and probably it will solve one of the biggest issue that we have right now in terms of transition of green energy transition. Happy to share more detail with your listeners on our website, on tiniagroup.com, but also on our social media. But it's an invitation not only to see what we are doing, but an invitation towards a conversation that we need to have for the future grid and the future of how everybody will contribute to the energy production, but also energy consumption. There will be a whole change in the next couple of years.
Yes, the conversation is certainly important, and good that you pointed that out as well and its importance in the success and all the goals you're trying to accomplish. Now, also in the competitive and constantly changing landscape of technology, what sets Tinia Group apart from other players in the industry?
I believe the mix of technologies and the mix of trying to solve three aspects of the transaction model that we are thinking. The new grid that I mentioned will have to rely on a different model. As I said, the centralized model was based on statistical data, and somebody will produce based on that statistical data how much they think, or somebody think that should be needed. In a decentralized energy production model, the grid operators need the real-time data. There's no other way forward. They don't have this capacity. They don't have the capacity to build, to invest in the scale in such a model. And there is also a standard needed in that place. This is where we are coming as a solution. The technological landscape is competitive indeed, and the combination of hardware, data, micro data, if you want, this is a key part of our solution. The AI model and the predictability that brings, and also the trust brought by the blockchain digital certificates in energy transaction. So I believe it's not only one technology that we put together, but at least three. There are many behind our solution, but at least three are needed for the new way the grid operates and the people transact energy in this new model. So we are integrating top edge technologies. I believe we're quite advanced in this field, and I believe this is also the future. We have to be not only competitive, but we have to be very fast, not in only adopting, but very fast in being in front of this technology that are deployed. On the other hand, we can be as fast as the competition asked us, if you want, or the competitive landscape asked us. But the grid operators and the centralized system is something that is changing very slow. So this is an open door towards them. I hope you have listeners from these big players on the market that we want to have a conversation with them about the future, about how we can help not invest so much money in the transforming the grid, but using the actual grid, putting a layer of data on top of it to build the new grid for decentralized energy that we are planning. So I believe it's a good opportunity even here to share this with your listeners and find the right ears, if I may.
Mr. Pukyu, we really do appreciate your time and for joining us here today and for this fine report. Hit that website once again so listeners can not only get more information as needed, but also by way of following you and getting any updates that come out.
Yeah, tiniagroup.com. It's our website, and you'll find the relevant information about our solution. But the conversation is something beyond that, and we are ready to be part of it and have your listeners and their thoughts on our social media accounts, Tinia Group or Tinia all over the place. So we'll be there to answer.
And of course, listeners, you can find this link within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Pukyu, all the best and keep doing what you're doing. And thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Oh, the pleasure was mine. And thank you very much once again for the opportunity to share all this.
Certainly was my pleasure. Anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Radu Pukyu. He is the co-founder of the Tinia Group, which is a revolutionary green energy company. And for all the details, simply visit TiniaGroup.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.